U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called youth mental health the defining public health challenge of our time at a roundtable in Anchorage on June 26th. He was speaking at an event organized by U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan on addressing Alaska's youth mental health crisis. Senator Sullivan said the crisis is severe and profound.
It's the pervasive depression, anxiety, and even focus on suicide of America's youth. And according to one expert, there's never been a generation of young Americans this depressed, this anxious, and this fragile. And of course, the numbers that we've seen, the data that relates to this is shocking.
For teens, Alaska has the highest rates of suicide in the country. American Indian and Alaska Native people are at the greatest risk. In May, the Surgeon General declared loneliness an epidemic in the United States, and he said young people experience even more loneliness than adults. In May, he also released a report on the harms of social media on youth. He spoke about how it can distort values.
For too many young people, particularly on social media, the information that they're getting is an overload, frankly, of information that drives them to compare themselves constantly to other kids and to chase what I think of as the false gods of success and happiness, which are fame, power, and money.
In 2021, Sullivan argued that Congress should consider time limits on technology for youth. And at the roundtable, he said future legislation could increase the age limit for social media from 13 to 16, though it's unclear just how those limits would be enforced. Both Sullivan and Murthy talked about the importance of accessing data collected by social media companies. Current research shows that people who use social media experience higher risk of depression, anxiety, and addiction. But detailed data could help paint a clearer picture. Sullivan says legislation could force technology companies to release that data.
They're not being transparent with their data, for example. I mean, can you imagine any other company in America saying, you know, sorry, we have data that may or may not show that what we're doing is harming kids, but we're not going to give it to you. Well, I think you're going to see some laws here soon saying no. Damn it, you are going to give it to us.
Sullivan didn't make any clear promises for future legislation or funding, but he said when 1 in 3 girls nationally are considering suicide, quote, nothing else should matter.